First of all, though, it famously happened to Gordon Brown. Now Barack Obama's fallen foul of the microphone he didn't realise was still picking him up. TV cameras recorded the US president making unguarded comments with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He said he would have more flexibility on difficult issues like the US missile defence plans after November's election. The implication would be, of course, there that he was obviously going to win it. Mr. Medvedev said he would relay the message to Vladimir, obviously meaning newly elected President Vladimir Putin. This is my last election. After my election, I have more flexibility. And President Medvedev said, I understand I will transmit this information to Vladimir. So slightly embarrassing, I guess, but how serious a gaffe is this presumption of a victory? James T. Harris, a conservative talk show host in Arizona and a Tea Party member, joins us. Hello, James.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And Democrat strategist Hank Shankoff is here as well. Hello, Hank.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. James, first of all, embarrassing for Obama, but how is it playing out there? As I've already said, the implication that he thinks he's going to win the election.
Well, you know, to quote the vice president, this is a big, well, I guess I can't do that. You know, just when he quoted about Obamacare, this is a big deal, but he put a little word in there. This thing is, I think, big, but the president is really fortunate that everyone's concentrating on this this incident down in Florida with the young man being killed. And that's where America's tension is right now. And this made a little blip, but there's not a lot of upheaval right now amongst the people. They're kind of having themselves distracted by another controversy.
So if people have seen this, what are they more likely to be moved by? The fact he thinks he's going to win the election, which I guess every politician would have to do, or the fact that the implication that he may be more radical in his second term, he's leading Russia to believe, you know, his decision-making process will change.
That is abject nonsense. More radical in the second term? Give the guy a break. He's having a discussion with a foreign leader. They talk among themselves. They talk in a language that is unusual to themselves. It is more personal, and to try to make this into something, anything else is ridiculous.
Well, Hank, hang on, it's a legitimate question. Why would he say he's got more freedom to make a certain political decision after the election and not before? Why not make it now if he believes in it?
Because he will have more freedom to make a decision after the election than he does now. In fact, I'd like to see if the Republicans have complained in the same way about Reagan and the treaties about missiles. And the same thing to Bush and the others for any decision was made with the Russians. This is nonsensical garbage.